These are the Baptists. These are the Assemblies. And these are the Methodists. Thank God we're going that way. And here's some Catholics. Jenny Swagger's going that way. And here go all the rest of us. And those people with a petition against me are still here. 2, 4, 6. Where are they going? I mean, they're going... Now, you know, some of them, when they take off, they have a little spin to them, you know. Because of the velocity of the earth. I wonder if... I mean, which one of these guys is going to end up in heaven? After a twinkling of an eye, takes this one about 10,000 light years. And this guy's going this way, 10,000 light years. Which one of them are headed the right direction? Hey, I'm not mocking the rapture. I believe in it. I'm just saying, you know, when you pursue, you can go up here to Forest Lawn. Forest Lawn has marvelous paintings. The Resurrection Chapel. And I've seen paintings of the rapture down through the history of the church. They're all going up. Well, now, wait a minute. Do you reckon that heaven's right there? And this poor fellow's got a plow all the way through. And this guy got to plow at an angle. And he got to plow at an angle. I mean, some of them are going to be shaking dirt off their linen clothes. You say, you're being silly. I know it. But I want to, you know, I don't think you have to cut the top of your head off, be Christian. Where do we go? Some mystical, non-existent state of being? It's real substance. Now, I have an idea. God will put the tracking system in all of us, and we'll all end up heading whichever direction it is. All of the point I'm making is, I believe heaven's out there somewhere. Not some changed state of existence in the same place. It's out there. Now, which of these qualifies? A billion stars, 10 billion planets. Not all of these would be habitable. Some be too hot, some too cold, depending on their distance from the central star. So that on the whole, we need only pay attention to planets situated as our Earth is with respect to the sun. Let's describe such a situation as being within the habitable zone. This is not to imply that no life would be found outside the habitable zone. There may very well be living things existing under most arduous physical conditions. After elimination of frozen planets and planets sterilized by heat, we estimate there are about 10,000 million likely planets in the galaxy for life. Of the 10,000 million likely planets, we frankly do not know how many of them support intelligent life. Therefore, we explore all possibilities, beginning with the possibility that intelligent life is abundant and, in fact, occurs on practically every planet. Now, you see, for biblical reasons, I don't have to preclude this. No, the Bible says I preclude this. I believe, you want to know why I believe? I believe that's the most amazing thing about God's action with this earth and mankind, is that this is where He did His thing. I really believe that. And I believe the life that's out there is not some new created planet somewhere, certainly not one that evolved. The thought of bureaucrats evolving on 10,000 million planets is more than this universe can take. But if you will stop and think, God will release 200 million demon horsemen in the tribulation from one place. And those demons are a small portion of those that fell with Lucifer. And Lucifer and his whole band only amounted to a third of heaven. So the other two-thirds is right smart bunch of extraterrestrial beings. They're out there somewhere. Aren't they all floating around in space? I doubt it. I doubt it. I do not think they're all beneath the ozone layer. Average distance from one intelligent community to the next is 10 light years. For comparison, the nearest star of any kind is about 1 light year away. 10 light years is a very great distance. A radio signal would take 10 years to cover the distance. Consequently, communicating with someone 10 light years away would not be like a telephone conversation. Are we sure that we can send a radio signal as far as 10 light years? A definite answer can be given to this question. They've been doing it. In short, there are lots of people that believe there's intelligent life out there. They just don't want to think of supernatural kind of life. But somebody came to this earth and told somebody something. Now, if you take some of the books that are in that packet that we sold for $10 that'll be coming this weekend, oh Lord, make it possible. You will find that God taught Seth the mysteries of the universe. It was an extraterrestrial being who did it. Now I'm going to skip over some other tribes and talk about the Dogon. He said, when I first read the article, am I boring you? When I first read the article, which is entitled The Sudanese Sirius System, I could hardly believe what I saw. For here was an and it's in this book. For here, and I never did get to it, that's what I'm trying to get up to. The actual report of the anthropologists themselves, from which this book is derived. I could hardly believe what I saw, for here was an anthropological report on 4 tribes. The Dogon, here's another picture in the map of their area, in the Mali Republic. Back off and let them get the picture of Africa, and then we'll bring it down, Peter. Here is Africa. Here's the Ivory Coast on older maps. Ghana, Nigeria, Togo, Dahomey, Upper Volta, Niger, the Mali Republic, below Mauritania, Algeria right here, Chad, Libya, Timbuktu, right in the heart of the Mali Republic. The Dogon are right here. Now, when he read this anthropological report of 4 tribes, the Dogon and 3 related ones, who held as their most secret religious tradition. Why did they hold it as religious tradition? Why religious tradition? Anybody know? Who held as their most secret religious tradition a body of knowledge concerning the system of the star Sirius, including specific information about that star system which should be impossible for any primitive tribe to know. The Dogon consider that the most important star in the sky is Sirius B. Can you imagine a people who consider the most important star in the sky one you can't see? They admit that it's invisible. These primitives admit it's invisible. How then do they know it exists? Grial and Dielin, the anthropologists, say, quote, the problem of knowing how, with no instruments at their disposal, men could know the movement and certain characteristics of virtually invisible stars has not been settled or even posed. But they say, as I read earlier, virtually invisible when it's totally invisible. What then is the answer? Greul and Dedalin make clear that the large and bright star of Sirius is not as important to the Dogon as the tiny Sirius B. They're unimpressed with the brightest star in the heaven. They're only interested in the little bitty one that you can't see. The Dogon call it Potolo. Tolo meaning star. Po is a cereal grain of West Africa, whose official botanical name is Digitaria exilis, and in speaking of the Po star, the French anthropologist called it the star Digitaria, or just simply Digitaria. What is significant about the Po grain is that it's the smallest grain known to the Dogon, being extremely minute and unknown as food in Europe or America. To the Dogon, this tiny grain represents the tiny star. That's why it's called Po, after the grain. The anthropologists say Sirius, however, is not the basis of the system. It is one of the foci of the orbit of a tiny star called Digitaria. Potola, or little star, which hogs the attention of the male initiates in the tribe Dogon. Now, this is the most unsettling statement. The casual reader may not notice just how unusual it is for an African tribe to put it this way. But the orbit of Po or Digitaria, which the Dogon elsewhere describe as egg-shaped or elliptical, it's got an elliptical orbit. Now that's advanced in itself. Most primitive people, if they thought of an orbit, would just think it was circular. It's an ellipse. And an ellipse has a foci. Now, the technical term focus has been supplied by the anthropologists, but they were faithfully rendering the meaning of what the Dogon said in their own language. What the Dogon were saying, and which they make quite clear graphically in their drawings. Here's one of their drawings, right here. What they make very clear in their drawings is that the orbit of Sirius B around Sirius A is of a kind which obeys one of Kepler's laws of planetary motion, extended to other orbiting bodies. It was Johann Kepler, 1571 to 1630, who first proposed that heavenly bodies do not move in perfect circular paths. He hit upon the brilliant insight that the planets in their motions around the sun were moving in elliptical-shaped orbits with the sun at one of the two foci of each ellipse. Most people I speak to have no idea that the planets don't go in circles around the sun. Even if they were taught the truth at school, they've long since forgotten it. And many people honestly don't know what an ellipse is unless you show them one. It's a kind of stretched circle, as this picture shows. You can conceive of grabbing the center of a circle and ripping the center into two pieces, then pulling those two portions away from each other. This would naturally make the circle flatten at the top and the bottom bulge at the two sides. The two pieces of the center would fall along a straight line. The two fragments of the center each then would have the name of focus, and the two together are the foci of the ellipse. Here's another one of their drawings. The orbit of Sirius B is their drawing. They've drawn this for centuries. The orbit of Sirius B around Sirius A, which is the foci of the ellipse. Their whole religious and male initiation patterns build around this invisible star with its 50-year orbit. They knew it was 50 years to go around. How did they know this? How did the Dogon tribe, who had no access to the theories of Kepler or his successors that came in the 16th century in modern Europe, medieval Europe, know about matters like this? How did they even get the idea in the first place that elliptical orbits existed rather than circular, much less apply this idea to some invisible star out in space?